South Sudanese refugees at Lirik Camp in Sudan's western Kordofan say they lack access to life-saving humanitarian assistance. Isaac Kier, the coordinator of South Sudanese refugees in Liri Refugee Camp, says the camp was cut off from aid workers when fighting erupted last April, leaving the refugees without food and water.
People in Liri are in bad situation because they have not received food assistance since February 2023. When the conflict in Sudan started in April 2023, humanitarian corridors were closed. People are suffering due to lack of food and water. Last month, we asked NGO to provide transport to the stranded refugees in Liri, but there's still no help.
Kier says some children and elderly persons die daily at the camp, adding that the refugees are waiting for United Nations agencies to repatriate them to Tonga in Panyikang County.
If you are a refugee and you don't have any food and you don't work 8 months without food assistance and they don't have any work, that is why a lot of people are dying. Children and elderly are dying. We are waiting for the organization to come to take them from Liri to their areas.
Mustafa Guy Lual, the commissioner of Panyikang County, is calling on UN agencies to help the refugees return to South Sudan.
The second thing that I want to tell you is that we have a lot of people who are still in Sudan, in Liri, and they need means of transport. They are now stranded there, and I urge organizations to get means of transport for them to come to Malakal or Tonga.
Gabriel Oloy, County Coordinator for South Sudan's Relief and Rehabilitation Commission, says some refugees lack money for transportation and have traveled to Tonga on foot.
Those who came, they are the people who are able, some come on footing with their children, those who can see themselves, they have effort to come. Some they are using motorbike, those who have a little money. But what they tell us a lot, it is a way of hiring some vehicle to use. It's difficult because there is no money. There is a much number of children because only we saw women carrying children, but we know that there are some children who are separated.
Oloch says his office is mobilizing non-profit groups to help repatriate the refugees. He says the International Organization for Migration is well informed about the plight of the South Sudanese stranded in Sudan.
RLC is still mobilizing the resources from NGOs like IOM. Even the time we went for rough assessment, IOM was there with us. And through interview, they get all the information that people want to come back because life is too hot for them and there's no way to let them come. They say they are going also to send the message and they are going to mobilize. But now, due to the Christmas Inn, we didn't get more information how far they reached.
Peter Pal, the acting chairperson of Relief and Rehabilitation Commission in Malakal, says he will work with IOM to help repatriate the South Sudanese refugees from Lirik Camp.
I will call UN agency that there is people who are in gap between a state with open eye with the Sudan. And then I will call them, we sit together and we see IOM to bring them to their location. Because if they are there, maybe they don't have anything. So maybe we will sit together. They will arrange the way they will be brought to Panyikang.
The camp in Liri was opened after the outbreak of South Sudan's 2013 conflict. Oloch says many people fled on foot to western Kordofan to seek refuge. Panyikang County authorities say 1,408 refugees from Liri camp arrived in Tonga this week. For VOA News, I am Amer Abraham Kwot in Malakal.